USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is visiting New Mexico to talk about his administration's effort to tackle wildfire. This all comes as residents express anger over how federal officials allow planned burns to spread out of control, leading to the largest blaze in recorded state history. The fire that is currently still burning has destroyed more than 430 homes across 500 square miles since early April, according to federal officials. The U.S. government is buying more monkeypox vaccine as surprising international outbreaks continues to grow. Officials say even though the risk for Americans are low, they are still taking precaution. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Los Angeles City Council ratified a local emergency declaration by Mayor Eric Garcetti to prevent local price gouging amid the shortage of baby formula across the U.S. Under the local emergency declaration, it is illegal for any person or business to sell baby or toddler formula for more than 10% the price charge prior to the emergency declaration. This is all according to the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office. It's not clear if any other state or city is entering the same declaration. Speaking of California, Cal Fire officials say PG&E had an excessively delayed response that contributed to the initial spread of last year's Dixie Fire in Northern California. It took a troubleshooter 10 hours to arrive. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A judge has extended a ban on bullfighting in Mexico City indefinitely. La Plaza Mexico is what the stadium is known as, has issued a statement calling on fans to protest the ruling. The stadium urged bullfight supporters to post pictures of themselves with the word freedom written on their hands. The company said it would appeal the ruling. Since gas prices are at an all-time high across the country, Dallas Cowboys star Micah Parsons decided to take the matters into his own hands, sending several fans $25 for gas. In a Twitter exchange, Parsons was floored by how much gas cost in his city, $5. To which one of his fans commented about how rich Parsons was. The Penn State alum tweeted, "The people need gas," and encouraged fans to let him know their Cash App. The average cost for a gallon of gas is up to $4.99, with California having the highest cost per gallon in the country at $6.42. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.